The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, February 8, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, urged to strengthen the programs of the revolution aimed mainly at prevention, assistance, and social work. According to the Cuban television news, the president stressed that these plans were devised by the historical leader Fidel Castro, which he described as the social base of the revolution that demonstrates his humanist vocation. Among the programs that are implemented are the comprehensive training of social workers and art instructors, as well as care for vulnerable families. The president pointed out that these programs are a demonstration of how our socialist ideal is to achieve the greatest possible social justice. In addition, he called for these projects to exist and work in the communities. At the same time, he stressed the importance of linking young people to study and work. Cuba confirmed this Tuesday 1,018 new positive cases of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, 331 less than the previous day, and regretted four deaths associated with the disease. The number of admitted patients decreased by 895 to 16,846, and 1,548 discharges were granted for a 98.6% of patients who have recovered, the Ministry of Public Health specified. The data released by the Ministry of Health reported a lethality on the island of 0.80%, lower than the world average of 1.46 and 1.81 in the Americas. Cuba Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez condemned the persecution of ships, shipping companies, and insurance companies to deprive the island of fuel and described it as a criminal action by the United States government. In his official Twitter account, the Minister of Foreign Affairs specified that in 2019 alone, 53 vessels and 27 companies were blacklisted. In addition, he pointed out that the measure persists with a significant impact on the country in a context marked by the COVID-19 pandemic and the crisis it generated in the health systems and economies of the countries. The persecution is part of the restrictive provisions imposed by Washington's blockade of Havana, a policy of suffocation applied for more than six decades by both Democratic and Republican presidents. And in the international agenda, we have that the Nicaraguan government urged the resolution through peaceful means of any dispute in the international sphere in the face of constant incursions into its maritime space and claims of sovereignty by ships from El Salvador. According to the executive headed by Daniel Ortega and Rosario Murillo, since last February 5, Salvadoran military ships have arrived less than 30 miles from its coasts and remained there after claiming jurisdiction over maritime spaces. In his opinion, this requirement lacks geographical, historical, or legal support, above all because they do not share limits in the Pacific Ocean with the aforementioned country, the protagonist of hostile activities in an exclusive economic region of Nicaragua. In this sense, Nicaragua called on El Salvador to stop resorting to the threat or use of force against territorial integrity and to submit its presumed boundary dispute to the International Court of Justice, the competent authority to resolve the dispute. Meanwhile, the Presidency of Republic of Mexico will formally request the judiciary to clarify the scope of the ban at the referendum to revoke the mandate on April 10, the government reported. In this way, what is desired is to determine what is allowed in the press conferences and tours of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in the delivery of social programs and even the characteristics that the inauguration ceremony of the Felipe Ángeles International Airport may have next March 21. The issue was addressed again this Tuesday by the president in his morning press conference at the National Palace, although he has been dealing with the issue for several days. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.